Hello, all. We're back at Eurogamer. It's Sunday the 3rd. I've had a couple of goes and a few bits, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about one of them now. Just had a bit of go on Gears of War 3. Good job we got in early, otherwise I'd have been waiting forever. Apparently the queues get ridiculous. But yeah, had a little go on Beast Mode. Basically, Beast Mode is kind of a reverse horde. So you're playing as one of the bad guys and you have to fight waves of the good guys. Of course, the benefit of being that is a lot more variety to the characters than the bad guys. So you can pick yourself a Ticker, or in the demo at least, there's the Ticker, Cantus, and one of the other guy, a shotgun dude, whatever his name is. So you play with them, you sort of take out the bad guys, and I think as you get more kills, you get to unlock bigger and better enemies, because there's a lot of people walking around as butchers and big, crazy, ugly bastards. Yes, that's good, little fun. All in all, very Gears of War. If you like Gears, you're going to love it. It's a nice little sort of change. Well, I'm sort of mix it up. Graphic wise, it definitely looks different, but it looks exactly the same at the same time. It's kind of, there's a lot sort of finer detail. So when you've got the characters up close, there's a lot more detail and like things like that, and there's a lot more sort of lighting things going on. So when you're sort of fighting against the sort of bad guys, you know, you've got more sort of dynamic light and things on them, but I'm just not sure the Xbox is sort of really sort of doing it justice. I think any sort of things in the distance is very sort of blurry. Not blurry, it's hard. You look at it, and if you glance at it, it looks like Gears 2. It's no bad thing, because Gears 2, as everyone knows, I think is still one of the best looking games you can get. But when you get a bit closer, it just looks better. But if you look too close, it looks crap again. Very confusing, I know, and I'm not really speaking very clearly, but at least I'm a lot more positive than I was on Friday. So yeah, all in all, that's very good. I can kind of see why they put a delay on it. Obviously, they want to get a few more, like, polishing things up and making things look awesome. It's no bad thing, no bad thing at all. But yeah, look forward to hearing what you guys think of Gears 3.